Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News. Thai security forces have broken up an anti-government demonstration near the Prime Minister's office in the capital, Bangkok. They moved in shortly after the authorities declared a new state of emergency. Our correspondent Jonathan Head reports.
Soldiers and police with riot shields started pushing the protesters out in the early hours of the morning, driving them back from the Prime Minister's office, where they'd gathered after marching from the main boulevard through the royal quarter of Bangkok. A police statement cited chaos caused by the demonstrations and the obstruction of royal motorcades as justification for new emergency measures. Two of the most high-profile protest leaders have already been arrested.
Shares in the management agency of the Korean pop band BTS have doubled in price on their first day on Seoul's stock exchange. Big Hit Entertainment now has a market value of more than $8 billion. Its founder has retained a significant stake, making him an instant billionaire. The German Chancellor Angela Merkel has announced an agreement on toughening the country's coronavirus measures. There will be new restrictions in areas with high transmission, including more mask wearing, a curfew for bars and limits on people meeting. At a news conference, Ms. Merkel said the disease was growing exponentially.
I am convinced that what we do or do not do in the coming days and weeks will be decisive for how we get through this pandemic. We can see the infection rates are going up, in some cases very steeply. We cannot afford the economic effects of a second wave.
The French President Emmanuel Macron has announced a nighttime curfew for Paris and other cities from Saturday to combat what he called the worrying spread of the virus there. Police will fine people for being out without good reason between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. The stricter measures in Germany and France come as the continent faces a surge of cases. Our Europe regional editor Mike Sanders explains why countries have had different approaches.
I think the outbreak levels are different, but the philosophies are also very different. It's very often a matter of balancing the health needs with the economic needs. And some countries that did extremely well in the early stages, like the Czech Republic, which locked down very early and made wearing masks compulsory, it's now got the fastest transmission rate in Europe. Places like Sweden, which got a lot of stick initially because they seem to be taking a more relaxed approach, they are perhaps not doing quite as badly as people thought in the long term. And maybe that's because lockdowns and really harsh measures are psychologically unsustainable.
A protest against police violence in the Nigerian capital Abuja has been attacked by unidentified men wielding machetes. Witnesses said several hundred demonstrators were gathered in the city centre when the attack took place. One protester said some of the assailants were later detained and handed over to the authorities. You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC.